You're listening to the Youth Critic Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
I'm watching that.
Give me the remote.
No,
give it. Get off.
Zach, what the bloody hell do you think you're doing? You really want to choke her out in a lot of fingers?
Yeah.
Now pull it tight. Now she's in trouble.
Oh, wait, I know you. You're from that weird family, aren't you?
We're not weird.
We don't like wrestling.
How do you know if you've never been?
I've never had rectal bleeding before, but I'm pretty sure I'm not a fan of that.
How about I shove her head up your ass and then we can find out? Hello?
My name is Hutch Morgan. I'm calling from WWE. We'd like both of you to come try out for us.
It's all fake anyway, isn't it?
Move up. Sorry about that.
It's The Rock.
We're huge fans.
Thank you so much.
What advice would you give us if we want to be the next you?
What are your names again?
My name.
It doesn't matter what your names are. You walk around here interrupting The Rock, you like you haven't seen the sun in 20 years. You like you just stepped out of Oliver Twist. Please, sir, may I have some more advice, sir? You want some advice? Here's The Rock's advice. Shut your mouth.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Got it.
Good morning, wrestling nerds.
Well, this is where we see whether or not you get to go on to WWE.
This is our shot, Zach.
Hello.
Why do you want to wrestle?
I'm the toughest bastard in any room. Probably shouldn't swear, not when there's ladies present. Sorry, miss. Sorry about that.
If I call your name, that means you'll be coming with me to Florida. Paige. Thank you all very much.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Podcast. I'm your host, Kel Smith. Joining me today is Patrick Campbell from the PJ Campbell Show.
Hello, everyone. I apologize that I sound like I'm dying. Los Angeles's weather has been rather unpredictable as of late. Therefore, my clothing choices apparently have not been enough to keep away whatever virus that I have now been handed, unfortunately.
Oh, gosh. That sounds just like Georgia. Every other week it's warm, and the other weeks it's cold or rainy. So,
well, you can have it back now, please, for the love of God.
No, our weather's just as unpredictable.
All right, well, fair enough.
So I guess we could hand it to Andy. I guess he would love a change of scenery from snow.
Well, that's probably true. It's fucking the day after tomorrow out in Chicago, so man.
Yeah, is the Chicago Cubs stadium completely filled with snow yet?
I don't know, man. It's kind of crazy. If it could, you know, go over to Boston and take out the Red Sox Wrigley Field, I'm not going to say I'd be upset about that.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll warm up in time for Star Wars celebration, or everyone will still be like trudging through.
Still so bitter about celebration. I was supposed to be there.
Dang it! I was thinking about it too, and now I'm like, I'm gonna be at the Atlanta Film Festival and also filming a movie.
I had my tickets. My job has stopped me from being able to go.
Oh shit! Oh sorry.
That's all right.
Mine is just I got a new production going, and Atlanta Film Festival's happening at the same time. So,
yeah, my day job just is not allowing me to go, unfortunately. So I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place.
I'm sorry to hear that. So Patrick, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about the very fantastic and easy for me to say current best film of the year, Fighting With My Family, a movie that really I wouldn't have thought I would have had interest in because I don't love wrestling, and I didn't actually know who Paige was until I saw this movie. However, as it turns out, Fighting With My Family is a damn good movie, very Rocky-like, and it's got a very likable cast. Stephen Merchant wrote and directed it, and told the story about Paige's life as she was trying to become one of the WWE divas. And it's so fantastic. And The Rock produced it, and he's actually in the movie as well. And it's just a very likable film. Just everything about it from beginning to end is really well made. Everything about it makes you care. And you really feel for Paige throughout the film as a person. And that was what was so interesting, is how human it felt. And I guess that I forget sometimes, and I think that we've all made these mistakes, that, like, these people play themselves, but they're not really themselves when it comes to wrestling and acting. Like, they're all human too, and to see that, just like, kind of ground zero of what it would be like to be this person on the rise, and what it does to their family, and especially because it was her brother's dream to be a wrestler too, and how he blames her for not becoming a wrestler. And it was just very, very human, and it just was a very enjoyable ride.
Yeah, so Patrick, I'm loving that movies are now, like, not only giving, like, the protagonists arcs, but they're also giving the supporting characters their arcs.
Mm-hmm.
That's becoming my new favorite thing, because I'm like, oh, so more people get arcs and more people get time to grow, and we can do this in an hour and 47 minute runtime. So with that, I really like Fighting With My Family. It's I really like it because it told Paige's story in a unique way, but it also gave her brother this arc, you know, where he has to learn or has to realize that he actually has something here, and it probably would have been, he probably would be in a worser situation than he is. Like, that's, and it shows you as the audience of what, you know, of what that life would have been like.
Yeah, and one of the things that I like a lot about the movie, specifically in their relationship, is how wrestling really was so important to the life of their entire family. And that her brother wanted it so badly, but she wanted it too, and she never really realized how badly she wanted it. And when she gets the opportunity to go and try to become a WWE star, it really crumbles their relationship. And you realize that this whole time, she's really been working to try to get her brother's dream to become real without realizing it was maybe not just his, but really hers as well. And it really feels real. And that's the thing about the movie, is everything about it just, again, I guess I'll say it again, it feels human. And I think that when it comes to sports films, that's why we're always so drawn to them. Everything feels human. The best sports films are the ones that give us a very human reaction. And that's why stuff like Field of Dreams and Remember the Titans and, you know, all these great sports films, Rudy, Miracle, like, we respond to them because we can relate to them too. And there's something thrilling about them. And that's why Fighting With My Family is so good. And it's so frustrating that this movie is not doing better. If you are listening to this and you have not seen it, you really need to. It is fantastic.
Agreed. And I'll even add to that, I think the reason why it's important to see movies like this is because, A, in the grand scheme of things, this would have not happened if this movie would have not been made if Dwayne The Rock Johnson wasn't involved. I don't think. Like, I think, and I think, because I feel like, you know, he had to kind of put his name on the project and also be enough in the movie where they can put him in the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
So for this movie to get made, it took the star power, and for it to not be doing as well as it should be, I think it's astonishing. And also, I think that it should be seen because it should be viewed because I feel like we need more stories about this. We need the WWE, because didn't the WWE, like, produce this movie as well, like, through their production company?
They did, and that's one of the things I actually really like about it. And I think that this is actually exactly the kind of niche that they should be honing in on when it comes to their films, because I think we can all be honest, a lot of the stuff that the WWE has produced has not been super fantastic as far as film goes. Like, 12 Rounds is a decent B action movie, and The Condemned also, but like, for the most part, I think, was it See No Evil is pretty popular, the one with Kane?
I think so, but, yeah.
Like, for the most part, they haven't done the best when it comes to their films. There's actually a whole universe of storytelling to do just in the WWE. And I mean, of all the things that could be a cinematic universe, telling the stories of a bunch of your wrestlers and where they came from isn't the worst idea. It just has to be done in a way that others can relate to it. But that was my first thought as I was leaving. And like, I wanted another movie about Paige and her family, number one. But then it made me realize, like, you talk about it, in, they talk about it in the movie, The Rock came from a wrestling family. I would love a movie about The Rock growing up. You know, there's something to be said about that. The idea of guys like Booker T or Stone Cold Steve Austin, like, there's stories there that I would like to explore. Why not? And unfortunately, this film not doing well at the box office may put a dent in anything like that, unfortunately. But if you got a unique voice like along the lines of a Stephen Merchant to tell some of these stories, I think you could do something really special.
Yeah, and I think that matters because, I mean, look, I know you want to cater to this machismo audience of doing action movies like The Marine or 12 Rounds or See No Evil, where you have your wrestlers act big and strong, but I feel like that kind of has gone away, especially now. So I feel like now is a good time to make it, especially in the world of shared universes. Why don't we not only do one of about The Rock, but you mentioned Kane. Let's do something about Kane.
There's all these guys that have glories. The Undertaker. I mean, come on. There's stories to be told. John Cena, he's hugely popular.
But the way I would, but the thing I would add too is make sure each story is different as well. Like, you and I know that's obvious, but you have to make sure that every story has something unique to them. And most of the wrestling stories are. Generally, in a way, they're the same, but each story is different. So you as a writer, director, if you got another Stephen Merchant to come on, have them, tell their stories in a way that's unique and in a way that, is inspiring or even tell stories that are about their downfalls. I mean, or do a story where they, had a downfall and then come back up.
No, 100%. That's what I mean. There's, so many different stories to tell.
Yeah.
They all came from very different places.
Mm-hmm. So, I agree. I think this is the way to go. Unfortunately, still, that doesn't solve the problem of this, And I think WWE has kind of done this to themselves. Like, is wrestling really relevant nowadays?
Right. Well, and I'm looking right now, worldwide, it has currently made $9 million.
Right.
It's closing in on $10 million, which, great. But still, I expected this to do way better. And I think that they really didn't push it correctly. Or maybe they just weren't promoting it enough. I don't know. But, I mean, it's so good. I'm still so frustrated that no one's seen it.
And I thought it would be mediocre because the trailer has been in almost every movie I've seen as of late, like since Creed 2. I think Creed 2 was the first time I actually saw the trailer. So, yeah,
It's a very weird thing, man, because I expected this movie to do much better. And yet, here we are, and it's barely performing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I keep coming to the point of, well, the movie's great, but is the world of wrestling, the world of divas, actually, not even the world of divas, is the general world of wrestling where Dwayne The Rock Johnson got his start, is that at all relevant anymore? Or is that all, like, 90s, 2000s, you know? Or is that all, you know, just 90s, 2000s, you know, showmanship?
Right.
And I think the story, and honestly, if you gave Fighting With a Family a chance, it shows its the story has relevance. It's the story of a girl coming into her own power and learning how to accept herself and others and overcome her, you know, kind of grungeness and in her own insecurities. It's a very relevant story. It's just, again, is any of it, you know, again, you're talking about a world that is kind of dated, been known to be sexist.
Right.
So the movie does point this out as well, but still on a surface, like, how do you market this as, you know, this is not, you know, a sexist machismo driven portrayal. And this is something
it's not at all. It's completely different than anything you were really expecting. And I think that's why, again, it's just so special. It just is nothing like at all what you are thinking the movie is going to be. And maybe that's the problem, is that it's being sold as a movie that maybe people think, oh, it's just a wrestling movie. And it's so much more than that.
Yeah, well, it's being sold by the people that are the dated corporation, that are the, or it's sold by something that's dated. So it's hard for, so it was always going to be an uphill battle, if regardless of quality, for the movie to have any success.
Right.
And also, I don't think it helped that you released the movie in a few screens and then release it, and then had a widespread out, like you're an Oscar campaign or something. I don't think that helped you at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think that kind of confused people, because I was actually confused. I thought it did come out on the same weekend as Alita, but then it didn't. And now people are, and now it's only been out wide for a week. I don't know. It's an interesting, I don't know. It's one of those failures that it's worth talking about, but I don't like to see Fighting With a Family as a failure. I think it should catch on later on, you know.
That's my hope, man. Cause I'd really like this movie to do better, because I would have liked to see more movies in the series, but hey, man, I don't know what, if it opens worldwide, maybe. But, like, right now, it's just a bummer all around.
Well, let me ask you this, Patrick. Are you on Box Office Mojo?
I am, currently.
Has it opened in London yet?
Let me take a look. I do not believe it has. I believe we are only looking at United States Box Office, but I can find out that answer. Let me see. Dun, dun. We are seeing right now foreign. Let's go to foreign. It is only open in Iceland.
In the US.
In the
US. Or domestic. Okay, I mean, things could change now and then. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Patrick.
I don't get it, man. I really don't. I'm with you. And Florence Pugh is incredible in this, by the way.
Like, she is.
touched on this. I know we kept talking about Paige because that's who she's playing. She's incredible in this.
She's a revelation.
Yeah, like, she's a young actress that I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more of now because she's so good.
Yeah, she is. And this is a breakout role because, I mean, she has to convey vulnerability, but also a grunginess, but also a strength that comes out of her. And I think that, you know, and I think it's a full-fledged performance where she has to do a lot. I mean, she is learning how to do a lot physically. It's all, like, as far as I know, like, it looked like it was all her doing all of her stunts.
I think it might have been. Obviously, that would be very different, and she could have had stunt doubles and stuff. And I'm sure she probably did, because if this was potentially going to be the kind of, you know, if they wanted this to be a surprise, they also don't want her to get hurt. So, I'm still impressed, though, with what she did by a lot.
Yeah, I think she deserves a lot of credit. And also, I would give a lot of credit to the actor who plays her brother. Do you know who his name is? I can't quite
remember. I'm looking right now. I can't remember his name. Jack Loudon. He's very, very good. He plays Zach. Nick Frost is great in this, too, as her father, Ricky.
Lena Headey.
Yeah, she's great as Julia in it. And Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn is really good in this movie.
I was so skeptical.
It's not the kind of role he plays a lot of anymore. It's a lot more along the lines of what we used to see him do in the late 90s, like a more dramatic turn, and I liked that.
Yeah, I was so skeptical because Vince Vaughn post what's that movie where he had like 540 kids?
Delivery Man. I really, really like that movie.
Okay.
That's a really sweet movie, and he's really good in it.
Okay, I wasn't going to bash it, but...
I'm sorry, I get defensive of that movie for whatever reason.
I still haven't seen it, so I wouldn't be able to bash... I wouldn't know how to bash it anyway. Anyway, but posts like that. I'm like one of like five people who didn't like Delivery or Cell Block 99 or Brawl in Cell Block 99.
I thought he was good in it. I didn't love the movie, so you're not alone.
I thought his performance wasn't that great. Because it just looked like, I don't know, the way he was, I don't know. I have a lot of issues with that movie. And then Hacksaw Ridge, I thought he was fine. Sometimes it was just over, like he was trying to mimic Mel Gibson's like over the topness. But I don't know. But in this one, like he has a really good scene, where he's sitting with Paige at the bus stop, and he tells like his whole entire life story, as you know, and basically said that was going to be your brother.
Yeah.
And look at me now. Look at what I am. Look at the shell of a man I am. Because of it, and that was going to be your brother, That's why I said no. So yeah, I might be the ass that denied your brother his dream, but I'm doing him a favor.
Yeah, and that scene is really beautiful, by the way. Just very, very moving, very well done.
I think that whole middle is like the best part of the movie, where she can't get, like, from the moment where they do that obstacle course to the bus stop scene, before that, to the scene where it's revealed that the model has a daughter, to the bus stop, to when she goes back, to that whole entire midsection, I think is just great. Like, I think that's really like the best like chunk of the movie, because it's the whole culmination of the entire film to me.
Right.
because everything is building, and then it builds to that crescendo of, you know, we've seen like how hard she is working and how much shit she's had to put up with. And you are on her side. Like, you want her to, you don't want her to quit, but you understand why she wants to give up. But you see, like, the torment, like, that her brother is going through, and you just realize, like, and that's like enough of the motivation for her to basically be like, I have to keep doing this. I have to keep doing this because of him. Because if I throw away my dream, then, you know, if I throw away this, then I'm not only throwing my dream, but I'm throwing away, you know, my brother's dream, essentially. And then I looked at everything with the brother. Like, I felt like his whole, like, decline and desperation, I thought was great. Like, it all worked perfectly. And on top of that, when he mentions that he was a journeyman wrestler, you then see, like, two scenes later, her brother basically become the journeyman wrestler. The one person that, you know, everyone didn't show up to see, but he beats her. And it's booed. You see him become the thing that Vince Vaughn was talking about. That's brilliant. It really is.
And man, credit to Stephen Merchant for pulling all of it off too, man.
Has he directed before?
Yeah, he co-directed a film. It's funny, this came up recently, but someone else had asked me about that. Has he directed before? Yes, he co-directed a film with Ricky Gervais called Cemetery Junction that not a lot of people saw, and it was a 70s coming of age tale that is really, really good, and it's semi kind of based off of their life, and the cast is very interesting when you actually look into it, because it's got like Felicity Jones and a couple of others that you might recognize that were all not super popular back then,
like rising stars for their time.
Yeah, and it's a good movie, man. Like, I like it a lot, and people really should see it. Gervais is in it, Ralph Fiennes is in it, Matthew Good is in it. Like, a very good cast on top of the younger stars that they have in it on top of it. Christian Cook, Jack Doolin, Tom Hughes, like some guys who have come up in British television and stuff. So it just, he really balances what would be just a wrestling film into a human drama that is all wrapped around family and what that means. And it works so incredibly well. It's hard for me not to love it.
I think Stephen Merchant pulled a miracle out of his hat, because I think the more interesting film would have been just to leave the family behind and just concentrate on Paige. But her family in this movie is more tied. It's so tied to the narrative and what's going on that you have to kind of keep coming back to it, especially her brother, and especially everything with their half brother as well, and how that's all tied together. I think this is a really good movie about two people, a brother and a sister, who grew up with the world, you know, of wrestling. Grew up as like, this is their only skill. And one of them gets to fight or gets to play in the WWE, you know, or gets the chance to be a wrestler. And the other now has to basically readjust his life to figure out, what's my next step? I have a baby. And I have a baby at home. So now I have to figure this out. And I think that's a great story, and I think developing that into a narrative, I think, and weaving that all together, I think that's brilliant. I think Stephen Merchant pulled a great miracle off. If I had any flaw with the movie, is the movie comes up, the movie beautifully executes what her brother should learn from his whole experience and from this whole ordeal of being not being chosen over of not being chosen. But I don't, and maybe you can answer this question for me, but what does the movie say about Paige and her journey? Like, what does it say? What does she gain of this experience?
Overall, you mean when it's all said and done?
Yes.
I don't know. I felt like really coming into her own because, again, like I was saying earlier in the movie, it always felt like she was playing to her brother's dream, only to realize it was really her dream as well, no matter how much she kind of pushed back on what her family's history was. And I think that it makes her stronger and she overcomes a lot of of not feeling like she was good enough, not thinking she was strong enough, not thinking that she could do this. It's a little bit layered in that. And I like that a lot because it's saying to me that she finally is able to see that she is good enough and she didn't ride her brother's coattails and her brother was actually riding hers and she is special and she deserves to be doing what she's doing.
Okay. I buy that a lot. I just wasn't quite seeing what was her revelation versus his revelation, because his revelation is extremely clear.
It's in that moment when they're in the alley after he tries to start the bar fight. That's where it really comes in, where she's like, well, it was my dream too. And it's kind of that realization that she really did want it. And that's why she decided to go back in the end and push herself, because why would you throw that away?
Absolutely. All right. I think that, because that was really my big hurdle is that, and I think you just solved it for me.
You are welcome.
So yeah, it's all A pluses from here. So with that, Patrick, is there any more to say with Fighting With My Family? We're disappointed with the box office, but we're not disappointed with the movie.
No, we're not disappointed in the movie. I'm disappointed in the audience not going to see it. So please, please, please go see this movie if you have the chance.
Please go see it. Especially once you get tired of How to Train Your Dragon 3. And actually, I would say see this before. If you haven't, if you're on the tail end, if you're on the weighing your options, see this one before How to Train Your Dragon 3. I think, because I've seen both of them, and I think this is the stronger movie narratively.
It's just so good, man. Like, it really is. You really need to go see it if you get a chance, because it really is that good.
Yep. Please go check it out. And Patrick, thanks for we're not ending the show yet, but thanks for talking about this movie with me.
Of course, man. It was my pleasure.
So with that, Patrick, where can the good people find you? And Patrick, don't you run a podcast?
I do. I run the PJ Campbell Show, which you guys can find on iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean. We also actually have a group now for the PJ Campbell Show, which you can find on Facebook, where we love talking about movies and we have a really good time. So please come over, hang out with us, talk about some movies, just gush over stuff with us, because, man, we love doing it. The podcast is so much fun. We'd love to have you guys listen. Thank you for the continued support if you already do. And if you haven't listened yet, please, like I said, iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, come and find us, subscribe to it. We have a great time and we hope you enjoy the show.
Awesome. And you can find me on Twitter at MovieKale. And you can also follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KHZ Network. And then you can also, of course, follow the show at The Youth Critic. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back soon. I don't know what we can talk about next week. I'll be away at a film festival showcasing my movie, Fighting Alone, at the South Georgia Film Festival in Valdosta. If you can come, please, you know, show up. If not, you know, thanks for thinking about it. Anyway, thank you all for for listening. We'll be back soon. We'll come back before Captain Marvel comes out. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back with you very soon.
I wish you the best, son, but this is the end of the line for you.
Do you know what it's like to want one thing in life, and then your own sister takes it away from you?
It was my dream, too.
I have no idea who I'm supposed to be out there.
You're not just doing this for you. You're doing it for the family.
Paige, I myself have come from a wrestling family too. I know exactly what it means to you.
But don't worry about being the next me. Be the first you.
What?
It's Dwayne Johnson. How are you?
Prove it.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yeah, and I'm Vin Diesel, mate.
I'm sorry.